Country 102.5, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown. We got Michael Fishman on with us. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Michael, of course, plays DJ Connor on The Connors and, of course, on Roseanne, also played the same character. And I've always, Michael, I've always kind of felt a kinship with you because we're the same age, both born in 1981. Your character, DJ, is from Lanford, Illinois. I'm also from Illinois, but also growing up, I always wanted John Goodman as my father.
And he got him.
Yeah, and you got him,
You're
so I was always a little
duck.
Bit jealous of you.
Well, John Goodman kind of is the iconic dad. If you were going to pick one out of TV history, that'd be the one I would pick.
Oh, I agree with you. Like,
but you got him. What was that like?
Yeah, what was he like on set? Is he more of a dad, or is he like an uncle? What was he like?
Yeah, you know, first of all, watching him on a day-to-day basis and watching just the way he works, you try to pick up as much as possible all the time, you know. And then personally, we've gotten closer and closer over the years. He's been a real consistent supporter for me and someone I could talk to, you know, in reference to things that are going on. You know, I've been very lucky to have that relationship in my life, and he's a tremendous, tremendous person.
Do you feel like because you grew up on the set of Roseanne with Roseanne and John, did you feel like you were more connected to them because you were so young when you started than maybe
your real parents?
Well, maybe I don't know about your real parents, but then maybe like other people would have, if you know, more so than like Laurie Metcalf.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I was always really close with Laurie. Laurie has a daughter, Zoe, who works on Young Sheldon, and we were best friends. And so I spent a lot of time. You know, I used to spend time at Laurie's house, and we would go and do stuff together. And John and Roseanne both were really, really close to me and provided me great leadership. I think for me, I took a special interest in all the people that I worked with. And I built connections that I felt like were lifelong connections from the very beginning. And they have been, you know, people that I've counted on, people that I called when I had kids early and needed guidance or people to talk to. These are the voices that I reach to.
Yeah. And you know, have you gone back and watched some of the shows from when you were younger? Do you remember? Because how old were you when you started? Like 5 or 6?
Yeah, 6. Mostly 6 to 15. So, yeah, I've watched, you know, as someone who writes and we're in the process of pitching shows to networks and doing things like that on my production side. You know, I went back because I really am proud of the work we did. I remember the shows, but for me, it's a bit like watching home movies. I start remembering what was going on behind the scenes and the stuff that we were doing or where it was kind of in our lives or some of the stuff that happened that we had to kind of navigate or production stuff. And that really, I think, is a good memory for me. All that stuff was so visceral because I was so young.
Right. And then you took some time off and you came back as an adult. First of all, what did you do during the time off? You know, when you're 15 years old, you're not on the show anymore. Like, what did you do with your life? Was it so different after that?
Yeah, because that's all you knew up to that point.
Well, yeah, so I went back to regular public school. And then I got a bunch of acting jobs kind of right after. I did Seinfeld, and I did a movie with Steven Spielberg, and I did a bunch of work. And then I was in that weird quasi space between I wasn't an adult, but I wasn't a young kid. Mm. And so it's hard to find work kind of in that section. And what I really did was I kind of transitioned and kind of chased baseball for a while. So I was a baseball player for a while, and then I started raising my little brother.
What position were you?
And mostly center field. I played all 9. I was a middle infielder and a center fielder.
Awesome.
So when
that was kind of my passion for a while, which led to, you know, the last 15 years, I've been coaching kids and kind of giving time back. I spent 10 years as a high school baseball coach and then a couple years as a softball coach and, you know, worked a lot of kind of blue-collar jobs to kind of support my family and build in the direction. And it's been really great because it's given me a really beneficial way to come full circle and perspective for me to write and create as a producer and to have a different, unique voice, I think.
You know, that's so cool because Roseanne really was that show to people like me who didn't have a ton of money. I didn't growing up, I didn't relate to Silver Spoons, but I totally related to Roseanne because your wallpaper looked like my wallpaper. You know, in fact, you had the same couch that I had on the set that I had in my own house. And I think that like shows like that are All in the Family really connect with people because they're not afraid to show the blemishes of the show of people. When you came back to it, did you feel comfortable stepping back into the role of DJ Connor, or was it awkward, or did it feel like coming home?
Well, it really felt like coming home in a lot of ways. As far as coming back to the show and production, we all fit together, and I had maintained relationships with everyone, so that part was like coming home. DJ's an interesting character because he's the one who has the most change and the most growth. And we have touched on it in bits and pieces, but haven't fully explored all of it. So as I try to shape it, it's been, you know, bits and pieces of showing the transition from military to civilian life and some of the pain in that, but also some of the joy in what he got to do. Mm. So it's been a really kind of fine, nuanced thing that we're still kind of finding all the pieces. And it's a great opportunity as an actor. You know, our storyline is exactly what I would want. You know, when I write, I try to be socially aware. So the idea of getting the opportunity to play, you know, someone coming out of the military, married to a military active service member, and being in an interracial marriage with a biracial child, I mean, these are all things I really feel strongly about sharing with the world. So, you know, it's a great opportunity.
I mean, the show always did touch on controversial topics, and that's what I also loved about the show. Watching it growing up, is the show was not afraid to whether it was homosexuality or whether it was money problems. I mean, Dan and Roseanne, their biggest fights were always about money, and you never saw families fighting over money on television like they were in a lot of our own
like
houses.
Marriages go through all the time.
When you grew up, and I mean, there was always, you know, Roseanne is a very volatile kind of person as far as her opinions. She doesn't hold back. And growing up, there was always controversy around her. There was something she was doing. Were you not exposed to that too much when you were a kid?
No, I mean, there's no way not to be. You know, I was right front and central for a lot of that stuff. And, you know, it's one of those things. It came with the territory of the show in general because we tackled big issues. But it also, you know, she's outspoken and has strong opinions, and I was in many ways raised by her to be outspoken and have strong opinions, and I think there's a real value to that. I always have admired that aspect of her. I think sometimes, you know, we have to be more aware of the things that we're saying and the messages that we send, but it's really important that if we don't share our opinions, then we don't really know how we feel, and it's important that we learn as we go and that people kind of start to realize where they come together and where people can find the unity and the inclusion.
Yeah. You know, it's October, and Roseanne, that show, and now the Connors always had great Halloween episodes. Is there a great Halloween episode planned for this year?
And what's your favorite Halloween candy, first of all? Need to know.
Oh, no, go ahead. I assume favorite Halloween episode.
No.
No, what's your favorite Halloween candy? Let us know if there is a Halloween episode.
Right.
Okay, so favorite Halloween candy. I think I lean towards, a lot of times, some of the unusual ones, like dots or something. I don't eat a lot of, but
ooh,
Halloween.
So things that'll just suck the fillings out of your head. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. All right, but as far as Halloween episodes are concerned, again, the show's always been, has always embraced that. What's coming up on this one?
Well, this one you'll see a lot more. It's really focused on the family. Right now we're really trying to concentrate with new baby Beverly Rose. We're trying to concentrate on how the family kind of comes together. But what you'll see is Jaden Ray, who plays my daughter Mary, really show you how much she's grown, both as a character and as an actor. You'll get to see how things affect her and what the relationship with her dad is like, particularly when her mom is away, and how that plays out through Halloween. I think it's a really good episode.
All right. Michael,
awesome.
Michael Fishman from the Connors, DJ Connor on the Connors. Thank you so much for joining us on Country 102.5.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.